now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for rain with a high of 70. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 48. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. White County Circuit Judge T. Scott Webb has again ruled Illinois' FOID card is unconstitutional, setting the stage for the state Supreme Court to again examine the matter. In 2017, Vivian Brown was charged with violating the FOID card law by owning a rifle without a card. White County sided with her in 2018 and found the law unconstitutional when applied to her case, and the state appealed to its highest court shortly thereafter. Last year, the court opted not to make a decision, saying it questioned the process used by the circuit court. On Tuesday, Judge Webb dismissed the charges against Brown and again said the FOID card law was unconstitutional, turning a right into a privilege. He said requiring a law-abiding citizen to obtain a FOID card and pay a $10 fee to exercise her Second Amendment right within the confines of her own home does little to protect the general public. More news next.
Hi folks, it's Sandy at Gill Sales. Well, here we are a year later and still hanging in. What a year we've been through. Appliances are still not back to any kind of normal, but we have managed to keep the store stocked pretty well for the most part. We currently have most Speed Queen washers and dryers in stock. Stainless steel French door refrigerators, electric and gas ranges, and dishwashers are also available. So if you are in need of a kitchen makeover or just a replacement, come see us. That's Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. God bless us all.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.99 a pound. Boneless pork sirloin chops, $1.99 a pound. Fresh hot house tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.49. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
In other news, the USDA has released Illinois County estimates for the 2020 hay harvest. Wayne County was estimated to have harvested 5,550 acres of non-alfalfa hay, totaling 9,900 tons. Yield per acre was 1.8 tons. Edwards County harvested 2,300 acres for 5,700 tons, an average of 2.5 tons per acre. White County had 1,570 acres harvested for 3,030 tons. Statewide, Illinois farmers harvested 270,000 acres of non-alfalfa hay for 621,000 tons. Average statewide yield per acre was 2.3 tons. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced several programs and patrols in Wayne County in May. State Police will conduct a roadside safety check next month, and officers working the detail will be watchful for drivers operating vehicles in an unsafe manner, driving with a suspended or revoked license, and transporting open alcoholic beverages. They'll be on the lookout for the Fatal Four violations of DUI, speeding, safety belt and child restraint use, and distracted driving as well. Troopers will also conduct special traffic enforcement patrols in Wayne and White counties during daytime and nighttime hours. They will specifically focus on the Fatal Four violations. In Wayne and Saline counties, the ISP will conduct distracted driving enforcement program patrols. Distractions can increase a driver's risk of being in an accident, and they can include eating or drinking, sending a text, reading a text, or reaching for an object. Officers will be on the lookout for drivers disobeying the state's distracted driving laws. As a reminder, all drivers are prohibited from reading, sending, or receiving text messages or communication, browsing the internet, using handheld electronic communication devices, and using any cell phone, even hands-free, while in a school speed or work zone. Drivers under the age of 19 are prohibited from using any cell phone, even hands-free, as are school bus drivers. It's also illegal to use a cell phone or take photos or videos on a wireless device when driving within 500 feet of an emergency scene. 42-year-old Valerie Struthers and 38-year-old Wesley Huffman, both of Carbondale, were arrested after a Friday night incident involving Carbondale football coach Brian Lee. The incident occurred near the Terriers' locker room following a season-ending loss to Marion. Struthers and Huffman are accused of striking Lee, who was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. They each face two counts of aggravated battery in a public place and aggravated battery of a school employee. They spent the weekend in the Williamson County Jail before an initial court appearance on Monday. They both posted bond and were released, with a preliminary hearing set for June 7th. Wayne County's Gary Carter was elected as chairman of the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees at its meeting Tuesday night. He was nominated by his fellow trustees for the position, and he will be joined in nominated positions by Vice Chairman Brenda Culver and Secretary Pro Tem Barb Scheimer. Renee Smith was reappointed Board Secretary and District Ethics Officer. All elections were unanimous. Carter is in his second term as trustee and will serve as chairman for 2 years. His term as a trustee will also expire in 2 years. The outgoing chairman is Dr. G. Andrew Fisher, who did not seek re-election to the board, and Carter praised him for his work.
He was chair for several years, and he was an excellent chair. He did a good job. He allowed us to have discussion, and then he brought us all around where we could come to a conclusion on our discussion, and that makes for a good chairman. So hopefully I can follow in his footsteps and work hard as he worked and be accomplished the goals that he had accomplished and while he was chairman. He was an excellent chairman.
Carter also encouraged people who haven't been involved at any IECC location to look into what they have to offer.
You know, I encourage all of our community because we are a community college, and we're here for the community and to develop programs that will help our community. And we have all four of our campuses and colleges are great. And here in Fairfield, we have Frontier Community College, and we have some really great programs and degree programs that you can come out here. And as the saying goes, you know, you can come here and go anywhere. We have some good schools. And it's a struggle right now for colleges, for higher ed, for funding and all other aspects. But our school has had some good leadership on the trustee side and good leadership in the administration side, and we're doing well, looking ways to present new programs and things of that nature.
Jan Ridgely, Brady Waldrop, and Scheimer were seated to the board after the consolidated election earlier this month. They will serve 6-year terms. In other action at Tuesday night's IECC board meeting, trustees approved an affiliation agreement between St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital and Frontier Community College's Medical Lab Technician Program. The board also approved contracts for Chancellor Ryan Gower and the four IECC presidents, including FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren. In other personnel moves, employment was approved for Joshua Hoffert and Stephen Murray as workforce education instructors, effective May 1st. Resignation ratifications were approved for FCC Assistant Professor Mary Morris, effective May 15th, and for Wabash Valley College nursing instructor Sarah Burke, effective May 14th. A retirement ratification was approved for Wabash Valley Broadcast Services Specialist Scott McCallan, effective July 1st. The board will continue meeting on the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m., with the exception of December. Its next meeting will be on May 18th at FCC. Wayne City High School says its Senior of the Year will be announced on May 7th at its Senior Awards Assembly. The winner will be selected from its Seniors of the Month, including Adam Loker for September, Jackson Youngblood for October, Kaylin Merritt for November, Ja'Kara Greenwalt for December, Jaden Boyd for January, Austin Schuster for February, Sydney Greenwalt for March, and Nathan Maxey for April. Hundreds of thousands of scholarship dollars will be awarded to graduating seniors at the 9 a.m. Assembly as well. Seniors will be allowed 6 guests each, and the program will be streamed on YouTube. A link can be found on our headlines page. The Hamilton County Health Department announced one new case of COVID-19 on Tuesday, bringing its total to 802. One person was in isolation. No new cases were announced in Edwards, Wabash, or White counties, and Wayne County did not release an update. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,728 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 33 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,328,454 cases and 21,891 deaths. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says most who were gung-ho about getting the vaccine have now done so, and it's now time to reach out to those who weren't.
We know that if an individual who maybe has some hesitancy, wasn't sure about it, hears it from their trusted healthcare professional, and then they can get it right then, as opposed to, oh, and then go sign up at a mass vac site and go, you know, figure it out online. Like, you've lost an opportunity.
The preliminary statewide case positivity rate from April 21st through the 27th was 3.4%. The southern region had a rate of 1.7% on the 25th, up from 1.6% on the 24th. Its 7-day rolling average for ICU bed availability remained at 19%. State climatologist Trent Ford says more seasonable temperatures should be on the way for Illinois after a warm-up earlier this week.
Temperatures are going to moderate as we get a cold front that moves through. It's going to bring a good chance of rain for most of the state. And then, yeah, temperatures, they may be a little bit cooler for the next couple of days, but as we get close to the weekend, they're going to be very close to the long-term average, which are highs anywhere from the high 60s to the low 70s across the state. So very mild conditions. And, you know, the rain that's in the forecast, that's our first real good chance of rain in a little while here. But also, it looks like this weekend into the early part of next week is likely going to remain dry. So except for those few unfortunate folks that are going to get that may get a couple inches to a few inches of rain over the next couple of days, the postponement of field activities from this week's rain is probably likely going to be temporary.
April has seen a wide variety of temperatures, with a freeze warning last week and highs in the upper 70s and low 80s this week. Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza says the state's bill backlog is almost under control. Kim Howard has more.
The stack of bills waiting to be paid totaled well over $16 billion in 2017, but that has since been whittled down to $3.5 billion. Controller Mendoza says this is very exciting news.
It has really been my goal to try to help small businesses, to help all businesses in Illinois. Anyone who does business with us should know that when they sign a contract with us, we're going to honor it. If you are a business that is doing business with the state of Illinois, you should be paid in a timely manner. You should not have been turned into an unwilling lender to the state of Illinois, which is what happened and which was reflected in that obscene $16.7 billion bill backlog.
Mendoza says they were able to accomplish this feat with diligent daily cash management and a steady revenue stream, even during the pandemic. She urges the legislature to pass a balanced budget this spring that doesn't depend on federal relief money. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Honor Flight Network has announced all passengers on its flights in 2021 will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19, and any of the three currently available vaccines will be sufficient. For those who receive the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, the second dose must have been at least 14 days before a flight. For the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it must have been at least 28 days prior to flying. The requirement applies to all veterans, guardians, and staff, and no exceptions will be made. Veterans Honor Flight of Southern Illinois continues to plan its seventh flight for this fall. It was originally scheduled for May 5, 2020, to transport veterans selected in early 2020. Veterans on that flight should not send their vaccination records at this time. The organization is led by volunteers and is fully supported by donations, with a mission of taking veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. It continues to accept veteran applications at veteranshonorflight.org. Any U.S. veteran may apply, and they'll be considered for selection after Flight 7 completes. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Southern Illinois turns a bright right now for HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal experts and a 0.00% financing. For the right temperature all year round, call your local heating and cooling guy, Bright Rightnower, HVAC, 214-2593.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken breast, just $2.99 a pound, or get smoking deals on 80% lean ground beef for just $2.99 a pound, and get sizzling deals on boneless pork sirloin roast for just $2.79. Don't forget their deli has all white meat chicken salad for only $6.99 a pound. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Frank and Bright Funeral Home cares about planning, and a booklet called Five Wishes is changing the way people plan for care at the end of life. It addresses medical wishes while uniquely taking into consideration emotional and spiritual needs as well. It is an easy-to-understand living will. Five Wishes will help your family understand your decisions when you cannot communicate with them. Please call or stop by Frank and Bright Funeral Home for a copy of the Five Wishes booklet, which is completely free of charge.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 67, and we have received
2 inches and 26 hundredths of rain here today at the radio station. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 33,916, up 96. The NASDAQ is at 14,010, down 40. June crude oil is at $64.87. That is up $1.01. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Jerome Bussler Golson died on Tuesday. Jerome Golson is survived by daughters Erica and Alicia, two grandchildren, and one niece. Services for Jerome Golson will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be tomorrow from 4 to 8 and from 10 to service time on Saturday. Interment with military honors will be at Golson Cemetery. 59-year-old Fairfield resident Tammy D. Lucas died on Tuesday. Tammy Lucas is survived by her mother Edna, son Corbin, siblings Brenda, Gary, and Bruce, and one granddaughter. Services for Tammy Lucas will be held at noon on Saturday at Cisney Cemetery. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Springerton resident Thomas A. Duval died on Tuesday. Tom Duval is survived by his wife Leanne, four children, five grandchildren, and three uncles. Per Tom Duval's request, his body was cremated. Services with military rites will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Shrewsbury Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 68-year-old Carmi resident Jane Ann Wheeler died on Tuesday. Jane Wheeler is survived by her husband Harold, son Jeremy, four grandchildren, brother John, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Jane Wheeler will be held at a later date. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
North American Lighting has immediate employment opportunities on second and third shift. NAL operators earn $17 an hour plus shift differential, paid vacation, 401k, and the security of highly rated health plans. You can become part of North American Lighting's team by applying online at NAL.com today.
Built on dedication, Graper Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graper Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graperpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for an 80% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms. Some storms could produce heavy rain. High near 70. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually clearing through the morning hours. Low around 48. Friday, calling for sunny skies with a high near 71 and a low of 47. And sunny for Saturday as well. Saturday's high 76 with an overnight low of 56.